뭐 진드르샤 다 가장 간다르다 팀원아 가서다 다 점도 넘셔 송에 디냐마 달린데 넘셔 송에 다 쪽신에 다 담보 점도 넘셔 송에 대 소다 잡이 오스무시 다 하버도 다 조조 담바 참마 밀어와이 마 셰셰 아니 접수도에 어딘데게 돈에 다 디냐마 달린데 넘셔 오터셰 다 잡라 밀어와이 잡 양타바 밀어와 참마이 뭐지 얘 누가라 대송베다 렌데게 남샤 차신 타와라 다 이제 치트베 어디데 잡아요네 어디데 사래 다 자간 가서 시반한 신데 렌데게 남샤지 신도 고토 주와니스 제가 산지 송라 이제 신네 다 냐바 냐고야지 송고요래 어디데 사래
So in the preceding sections of prior to what we have been discussing so far, we did look at the topic of refuge, yeah, going for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And in that section, we identified what the objects of what are our objects of refuge, yeah. And in identifying the objects to whom we entrust ourselves, to whom we go for refuge, you know, we have to understand how the objects of refuge, and especially in the Buddha, how the Buddha is a valid authority, how the Buddha is a valid person, and how Buddha is an infallible person, yeah, how the Buddha does not cheat. Yeah. And then on the basis, you know, then the text goes on to discuss the topic of karma, actions and their results. Yeah. And as we've seen recently, the topic of karma is something which is extremely subtle, yeah, especially the subtle workings of karma and how and the kind of results that they produce. Yeah. So in order, but we need to develop a conviction in the workings of karma. Yeah. And the way to develop this conviction is in karma, and especially in the subtle workings of karma, is to find trust and belief in the Buddha and seeing how the Buddha is a valid authority, a valid person, and how the Buddha is infallible. Yeah.
What did they say? That Sanje ki talin de na sumba nang shing ta tembare. What did they re sin ta to na ishe lo kye ko he. What did they ani chi len de la ishe teba ya po shi chung shi. What did they chung be ko ne ta to na ka zong zuo zuo ji wo chung ka la mi ge ju mong nam shi sung ku yo le. chetan mijawa chulo sopa ta ngosu chupa ta paa shak che ta sok chundu yu samba tsam yang jabay na nang sam koktam che la ani komba ten kwe wati sungu yore tinde nishin yebe tone wati tinde nang kwe ti sungu yore
yeah right so we need to develop this faith of conviction in the workings of karma in you know basically the kind of we need to develop the conviction in that you know whatever the Buddha said you know whatever the Buddha has taught on karma in actions and its consequences you know, it is just as he taught you know we need that kind of faith the kind of conviction yeah. and on that basis you know, then we live our lives yeah and so far we've been discussing about karma actions and its consequences in the context of the practices of a person of small capacity isn't it yeah and for a person of small capacity one of the main things that he or she has to do is to abandon the 10 non-virtuous actions right and in the text you know, it says you know, put aside you know even actually engaging in the 10 non-virtuous actions no? We should even restrain our minds no? Such that we do not even entertain any thoughts about these 10 non-virtuous actions
yeah. Tindayi chone sanjigi ta lindayi ishi nyebe tongne ane shi nganzo la ta midebe ane mangbo uchi chungyi ishi rwa mangbo uchi chungyi nguya ti tamche ta rangi legi chakare so tindayi ishi kala ane shi ishi nye kwaya o tindayi tamche rangi legi chakare sta rwa tindayi ishi kala ishi nye kwaya disungu yore
so we have to develop no? We have to find that conviction that faith in that everything that happens no, is due to our own karma, our own actions, no. And including all the undesirable things that happen to us in our lives, yeah, all the suffering, all the unwanted experiences. No. We have to develop, we have to have that kind of understanding, the faith, no, is that you know, everything undesirable that happens to me is my own doing, basically. It's a result of my own actions, yeah.
So
let's say we develop you know, this faith of conviction in the workings of karma in actions and their results yeah but even though one may have such a faith or conviction in karma but due to carelessness and due to an overabundance of afflictions destructive emotions yeah, we do we still end up you know, creating a negative karma yeah so what do we have to do yeah so the Buddha said you know, we have to engage in purification to purify all the misdeeds all the non-virtuous karma that we have that we accumulate you know, to yeah and the way to do so is to engage in a purification practice you know, that is complete with the four powers here.
Oh, tinde sune ta tanga zo ta ta pena khaswa ta ta tikwa 샤과에 대 송고야래 도피 거네 대고 샤과 송고에서 담보 도피 세 담보 다 순심에 도스 단님 복군도 쪽에 도스 되니 아니 칼라다 냐발라 라도베 도 땡기 도스네 다 도피 스나티 되요해.
Okay, so we have to purify our negativities through the four powers. Yeah. So, what are these? What are the four powers? So, they are the power of eradication, the power of applying the remedies, the power of turning away from faults, and the power of the foundation.
So I think quite many
of you already know what are these four powers. Yeah? So those of you who are new to this, so this is something that you should keep in mind, okay? You have to remember what are the four powers, what they mean, you know? So this is important, yeah?
What do you mean? That tangbo sunjim the top said that tanda karsana that jesim kyeti imbari that tanda rawa ta namba sunjim the top sunu ta ngarche ta ngarche be dikpa la ta jesim kyeti ta tanda rawa oti imbari.
Okay, so the first power is the power of eradication, okay? Okay, I mean, usually it's translated as power of regret, yeah. But that's not an accurate translation, although it is meaning. But there's a word, there's a meaning behind the word eradication anyway. So what it means is, what the power of eradication means is developing regret for the non-virtuous actions that we have already accumulated in the past.
Otoxini, Jada, that Tindegi, Anichi, Benangar Sabi, Tibala, Anichi Kaswar, that Joba Kiela, Marshubana Shinre, Benalegi Salsatugala, Le Candis Sagiume, and the Lady Salsani, and the Legi Sabina, Dio Medal Kasun Yongu, Kazana Shinre, the Namigitu, and the Gitungitu, Dakutu, the Lady.
So the power eradication here means developing regret for having done non-virtuous actions in the past. Okay. It basically means, acknowledging that we have done non-virtuous actions in the past, acknowledging that those non-virtuous actions are wrong in the first place, you know, and acknowledging that this was something that I should not have done. This is really not good. This is incorrect, yeah. But in order for us to feel this way about our own non-virtuous actions that we have accumulated in the past, we first have to understand how is karma created. And once karma is accumulated, what are the results? Recently we looked at the results, isn't it, of the consequences of engaging in the 10 non-virtuous actions, right? How there is the fruitional result, the effects, the causally concordant, and the environmental effects. Yeah? Through understanding how karma is created, and then. And once we have accumulated the karma, and what are the consequences that we will have to experience, then we will be able to really feel that that all those non-virtuous actions that we've done in the past is really wrong. Then I should not have done it,
you know.
So imagine, let's say if we have swallowed poison, we'll be very worried, isn't it? Because we know that, you know, the poison, once it takes effect, you know, it will do us a lot of damage. It may even kill us, right? And so if you know that you have swallowed poison, you'll be very worried. So this is an example. Also, they said that we should feel likewise, you know, towards for the non-virtuous actions that we have already accumulated in the past. We should have a very strong regret. So what we need here is a strong regret for the non-virtuous actions that we've done in the past. But in order for us to really feel this strong regret, we first must be convinced, in the first place, we first must acknowledge, what negativity is. We first have to acknowledge that negativity is something bad. It's not good for us. We must also be convinced of the consequences of the negativities that we have already accumulated. Such as, how one single action has many consequences, such as the fruitional effects, the causally concordant effects, and the environmental effects, all of which we have already discussed earlier, isn't it? So if we really acknowledge in our hearts, that negativity is such, and those are the consequences, only then will we be able to feel a strong regret, isn't it, for our own non-virtues. Otherwise, it's not possible, isn't it? So therefore, you see, we have to understand what are negativities, what are their consequences. We have to learn, and we have to learn, and on the basis of that, come to a conclusion in our own minds, that a faith, that it is like that, just as the Buddha has said. Once we are able to feel a real regret from the heart, strong regret, which comes from a conviction in all those consequences that will arise in the future, isn't it? Consequences that of having accumulated non-virtue. Then, naturally, we want to do something about our non-virtue, isn't it? Naturally, we want to apply the antidotes, and remedies, isn't it? To rectify the problem, right? So, you see, after the first power, the power of eradication, then, you have the next one, the power of applying the remedies,
Tinde nyambo ta dame da yong e ta dinal sumba na sing de ta do de samol te ma to nyela no bas de jola te ma kusol te ma choba la te ma sena te ma os ta ta mi do thuk so te sne a de are ta ta are ta pa pa to me la de le sumba na sing ta thuk su sung e men do
okay so there are next is the power of applying remedies here. So here this power is treated in dealt with in the six sections so six ways of the six kinds of remedies are listed here yeah. Number one, dependence on the profound sutras. Number two, interest in emptiness. Number three, dependence on recitation. Number four, dependence upon images, holy objects. And then number five, dependence on worship. And number six, dependence on names. Yeah. So these six types of remedies are the ones that are listed in the text compendium of trainings.
Yeah. Yana shini jeju yinpa ta tanda dikpa la rikni yungurwa yana ngar jesabit dikpa chi yana jeju yi dikpa chi tanda shini yungurwa ta kajun sena rwa chata ngar jesabit dikpa di ta pongay la zo ta gyoba tang ta nyingpo nyi di jeji mu shakwa ta rwa gyusim tang ani shi nyingpo tenpa di ani ngar jesabit dikpa di pongar shikwa ta tanda
When we talk about negativity, yeah, there are the negativities that have already been accumulated. And so that is what has happened in the past. Yeah. We can also talk about negativities that will be accumulated or yet to be accumulated. Yeah. Right? So with respect to the negativities that have already been accumulated, the first two powers are important, yeah? The power of eradication and the power of applying the remedies.
Ani cik lemba tang, zimba tang, lokpa la sokpa, sok tuk sung. Da dode zimba asini tondayi ni ngar chigi dikpa la gyesem jindaji dimekwa ne, da dikpa di tabi chidu, da si jingi do loya, kandun siye, cikdun ila chiye, o dinde yungde, da dikanga, da dikpa tabi gyula dhoye, o dinde yisare.
Okay, so let's look at the first of the six sections in First, dependence on the profound sutras. No? So this refers to activities such as reading the profound sutras, reciting them, retaining their meaning in mind. Yeah? So, of course, if we in this context, in the context of purification, one engages in such activities, you know, with regret, you know. Yeah, you generate regret for having accumulated on virtue in the past, and with that regret, you know, then you engage in these activities, you know, to as a remedy.
What in this? That tunda, that dear, that one just some tango, that tunda ni, that in the dugu me some of that, that gang chipa dugu me amo, ina, that pena, to dela temba, ticket dipa candy tagres. That it is Gorwa, pena dipa, dipa said it so carasana, 다 랑게 페나 달바다 탐제 쳔바 토미예지나 꾸룽 딘데선 다 전두녕예지나 다 디바티기 탐제 쳔밤 달바 토밤 야나 시마다 온돌하미 고방 토벨라 직치그로와 디바티그로와 다 직치도 가나 딘데 직체디 디바 차그요레 다 디바티 충루 다 잡라다 소나고 소사고야 그러와 페나 시진이 돌로 즉한도는 제 로야 전삼에 딘데기 통에 저 러버지 사바이나 다 딘데기 또 그다 디바 타 신랍 죽어요 그러다 그러와 고 가서 왔다 랍 죽으면 로성 따데 하고
So dependence on the profound sutras here means that I didn't, you know, reading these profound sutras such as the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, right? Reading them, reciting them, retaining their meaning, yeah. And this is a remedy, yeah. It's supposed to be a remedy, isn't it? It's supposed to purify the negativities that we have already accumulated, yeah. Having said so, but we have to understand, we first have to, but we do have to, well, at least we have to think about how such activities of reading, retaining the meaning of the profound sutras and reciting these sutras, how they can actually purify our negativities, right? So maybe, perhaps it's like this, yeah. Perhaps, yeah. So if you think about it, what does our negativities do to us? Let's say if you are someone who is intent on achieving liberation or like enlightenment, yeah. Or for the matter, if you are looking for a good rebirth, the negativities function as an obstacle to achieving these goals, right? They hinder us from achieving any of these goals, right? Liberation, enlightenment, or good rebirth, yeah. So when we engage in activities such as reading and reciting the, let's say, the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, retaining their meaning in mind, and so forth, we accumulate the collection of merit, isn't it, yeah? And perhaps, you know, this accumulation of the collection of merit, you know, works, you know, against, you know, the negativities that one has already accumulated. So I'm not exactly sure. I mean, this is just my own thoughts about this, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So it's something to think about, yeah. But let's say we recite these profound sutras and read and recite them with regret, you know, after having developed regret for our non-virtues accumulated in the past. And let's say if you engage in these recitations also with an intention and the aim of achieving omniscience enlightenment, then through such an activity you accumulate the collection of merit, yeah, and very powerful merit, and this powerful collection of merit, you know, then makes the negativities weaker.
What in this in Nibani, that energy that to Nila Maba said it down meaning will service and Chunila Juxing, Domanin, Domanin, Tapa, Yichapa, was the Nibati Sunsha.
Okay, next one is interest in emptiness. What does it mean? It says in the text that interest in emptiness means to comprehend the reality in which there is no self, and which is luminously clear, and to have conviction that the mind is primordially pure.
Sibala kuchotetu kres tinde sungu yore roba pen chimbo tinde sungu yore.
So this is another thing, yeah, to really think about. Yeah. So you know, I think we've talked about this in the before. Yeah. So just having an interest in emptiness, yeah, and just having some, even just some interest and some understanding of emptiness, yeah, that, you know, itself can shake the very foundation of the entire samsara. So it is mentioned in the teachings, yeah.
어떻게니? 돈다이 가르스나 조다 콜레 자와 마릭바세 마릭바세디 조 마셔바 좀셔 마셔바체 아 친제 녹도 진진해 어떤 데기 로지라 샤체 다 랑시 메바 스도가나 디네즈 신도가나 고 랑신 두발 좀 로나 딱다시다 고 갑자기 자퇴 로지 체크도 와 제가 콜은 너트베디 먼저 시에 내려버려 이렇게 둡지 봐.
So the very foundation, the very root of cyclic existence is ignorance. Yeah. Okay. Ignorance here does not refer to just lack of knowledge of something, not understanding something. Ignorance here refers to an active, fundamental, active misapprehension of reality. About how things exist. It's a fundamental active, you know, misapprehension of the nature of reality. Okay. Basically, conceiving of things and events to be inherently existent. Okay. Whereas things and events by nature is empty of existing inherently. Yeah. So if you have this understanding, this understanding that of the nature of reality, that there can be such a mind, then even that itself can really do so much, you know. Even just to understand that, hey, you know, there is an antidote, you know, to ignorance.
어떻게니? 단단히 변한 다 담에 또베 로테기 당진다 다 무슨 노시시고 다 진단가위 로즈인다 코노 무슨 노트베지 먼저 시에 내라다 그러봐.
So on one hand you have ignorance, on the other hand you can see how the wisdom realizing the emptiness of inherent existence, how its way of apprehending reality, you know, is in direct contrast, you know, to how ignorance views the reality. So because, and so ignorance is a fundamental misapprehension of reality. Wisdom realizing emptiness sees reality as it is. So its way of apprehending reality is in complete opposite to ignorance, isn't it? And if that's the case, no, it then can act, isn't it? It can hurt, it can damage ignorance, isn't it? So okay, so this is something that is that you can understand. It's not that it's not impossible, right, to understand what you just said. Yeah. So and you know, when we talk about, I mean, if you look at negativity, what is non virtue? I mean, how is it accumulated? Non virtue is accumulated. It's motivated. It comes about because of the destructive emotions in the mind, isn't it? Because of the afflictions. The afflictions motivate us to create karma, accumulate karma, yeah. Okay? And if you look at afflictions, you know, the root of all the afflictions is none other than ignorance. None other than ignorance, you know. Okay? Because of ignorance, and then we have all the afflictions which then motivates us to create non-karma, non-virtue. And the imprint of having accumulated these non-virtue, that is what we call negativity. And that is the cause of all the unpleasant, undesirable experiences that we will have once it ripens.
Oh,
So, okay, you have ignorance, which is the root of all the afflictions, which then gives rise to all the non-virtue. And the imprint of these non-virtues, or result in unpleasant experiences, suffering, basically. And on the other hand, you have the wisdom realizing emptiness, which is the direct antidote to ignorance. So the stronger our understanding and perception of the nature of reality emptiness, the weaker will be our ignorance, isn't it? Yeah, the ignorance apprehending a self, right? So if this ignorance apprehending, the ignorance which conceives of things and events as truly existent, if this ignorance is weakened, then perhaps we can also say that the imprint of the actions left on the mind which were motivated by ignorance will become weaker. So perhaps this is how we can explain, that having an interest in emptiness can purify our negativities. This is my own opinion. So I did ask you on Tuesday to think about this, isn't it? So later I will seek your opinions.
So then can compare. Yeah? Which one better? You know? But seems don't repeat what I said. You know?
Seems like Teck Fong has answered, right?
他爹他就当卡普多，别拿卡索嘞。他，嗯，怎么了？他的卡普多，别拿，真的，迪巴库朗让西格马多巴嘞，是，他懂的，迪巴让西格马多巴是，就什么库托巴伊呢？ 他读出来呢，这迪巴萨的用啊用啊些，知道吧？毕竟吃苦了，本来东巴人我什么都通用多高了，迪巴萨毕竟用不了嘛的，知道吧？
If one come the day, when one realizes, even the negativities are devoid of existing inherently. How if we come to the day, not just understand, realize how the negativities are empty of existing inherently. Then I think the frequency of accumulating negative karma, I think definitely will be lesser. So I guess I think those who have direct perception of emptiness, those who realize emptiness directly, I don't think they create negative karma.
Oh, tatidela chikta medos bari na tat pena tongba ni ngosum do thon do kana pena pena khasa chhe thamje simbi dangi sam yin se dilo ta one gi ta chi sebu shin gwa ro ba chhe thamje simbi dangi sam chhe thamje to pe ta sam yin se do kana pena chhu ji gang do ba yin na ya ko sana chi thakpo re nyembe ta chi sama na chi takta ji
So those who realize emptiness and those who realize that how everything is a nature of mind, how everything is merely imputed by consciousness, then I guess even if they were to travel on water, ground, I think.
true. Not the ground. Ground, everybody can walk. Can walk underwater.
So perhaps when those people who have this understanding and realization, I guess it's like they can probably even walk on water. Concepts.
Then Karsana, that is, Tongban Yungo Sum Tong, or Sam the Ong Tavish. Tisunda, that looked in the Nondo, Dawa Tawa, and Banadawa Tawa, and Nalenda Peshe, and Isi Korangi, Yavishing in the Gita, Nalenda Yabachukres. Then the lapse that never changed to Gana, Tanam Ju, Dawatabu to start to Gana, Kikuji Chimatunga Doji, Minang Suda in the Yamarwa. Then never chicken lapse, then never chicken Tawakanga Tadiko cook. That Jinjin Tomati cook and this so to win us, Gangate Motadi. This is the Gala, that Dawatawa never cushe, then Dawatawa and Koro Paisese, and she never chase it, Tondani. That dawa tapet, that short and warm out, that dead and the sort of goody stuff around the jindul and the put away somebody. That two stay in the one and it and the warm up candling the sinner than the remotivacy. Remotive party shashi, tinny or my shashi, that jindul appears. That looking on that in the sumatwa.
So there is an account of the glorious Chandrakirti. There's one incident related to this great master, Glorious Chandrakirti. So he was asked by one of his teachers to become the, I would guess you could say, treasurer, or not finance minister, but you know, treasurer of the monastery. Basically, he had to look after the physical needs of the Sangha community, which includes finding the means of sustenance for the entire community, being responsible for that. So he took up the job with the help of another person. And usually, when he was appointed as the treasurer, when he took up the job, the rest of the Sangha community were like looking at him, because outwardly, he appeared as someone who couldn't really do much. So and everybody was kind of waiting to see how he's going to, to feed the whole monastery. But nonetheless, he was able to do it. He was able to provide the community with dairy products, we could say, yogurt, milk, and so forth. And basically, he did it by milking the image of a cow. You understand? He did it by milking an image of the cow, not the real cow. A picture of a cow drawn on the wall.
That Tondani, that the young to be there, Pesita Semma on Tobas. That tindi tanga zoda tongba ni ngosu ma da khapo ro ta na ta remote tebe pass du kana ko pass se de tanda tobe ta sa ni ba ta wa ma se de tobe ta sa ni ba ta chik du ta le sha pa sam ni su du kana ngone ta cha wa chi tu be ji yong ro ba ro ba tindi ge chane du ge ma do sa ni na ta na ta tanda sa ma tang kwa shi.
So, I mean, you see in the teachings that those with direct perception of emptiness have gained mastery, control over their minds, isn't it? Yeah. So, you know, for those people, you know, because I mean, they really realize that everything is merely labeled, yeah. Whether it's the picture of a cow or the milking the cow or the milk, whatever, because they have this real understanding how everything is merely labeled. Yeah. So, for them, it functions, it works, yeah. Right. So, but for us, a bit difficult, yeah. I think Hapching should learn the skill. Yeah. Suddenly, I thought, you make our lives much easier. So, you do milk bowl.
So, you make and help.
So, you milk dollars. ATM machine.
That's a good idea. 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 That's a good ti ganzo tanda sama ta chire pe na chhe tam je tok pe ta cham tong ba ni ke rang xin is ja zo chhe tam je tok pe ta cham yin is lo ga la tong ba ni wo sum do chong do ga la sem lo on top je ka re so so lo che ge do wa lo ba.
Well, those who have direct perception of emptiness, they really see clearly, you know, directly, you know, how everything is in nature of mind, everything is imputed, yeah. Merely imputed by mind. Basically, they gain complete mastery, complete control over their minds in it. And it seems like for these people, they can do almost anything they want. And those who realize how their own minds have been pure since beginningless time, yeah, primordially pure, in the nature of clear light, luminously clear. I guess those who have that experience, who see their minds in such a way, you know, of course, I guess for them, I mean, the negativities will be purified.
Yeah. Oh, today in Zang, the son of the Labus of Savan Zang, tea the key, a dead which one dry, but today they say Jap Chuburwa.
And I think one can also, you know, explain how, you know, by, you know, meditating on emptiness, how that would enable one to accumulate a lot of merit as well. Yeah? And through the vast accumulation of merit, you know, then the negativities become weaker.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody have better idea to add on that? That on the internet, Tony combat, Tipa Kandis Tagres, that on the Shish Japasina.
So basically, can you explain how a meditation on emptiness can purify the negativities?
Yeah. Anybody, welcome. Yeah. If they have a better idea or add on. Yeah. Yeah, come.
He's always the most sporting one. That's a real mic, yeah.
So, one of the fruitional effects of negative karma is like rebirth, bad rebirth. So, by meditating on emptiness, I think if you really have gained direct realization in emptiness, then there'll be probably no grasping and craving. So that prevents you from taking a lower rebirth. For those arhats, but for sanctioned beings like us, I think it probably in a way reduces the grasping and craving, which gives rise to the fruition effect of lower rebirths. So meditating and emptiness in a way counteracts that fruition effects. Also, when you meditate on emptiness, I think it is a direct antidote into the effects, which is same as the cause. For example, if you are you produce a lot of or kill what, okay, let's kill something due to anger, then this meditation emptiness actually prevents the occurrence of that tendency to want to get angry and hence to kill again. Yeah. So in that way, it reduces the cause that's same as
this
the effect that's same as the cause, yeah, which is the fusion effect. So that's how it reduces.
So because of meditating on emptiness, the one's afflictions become weaker. So the tendency to create the negative karma in the future will be smaller.
I'm talking about two of the effects.
This one works well for the negativities that are yet to be created. But how do you think meditation and emptiness will reduce the negativity already accumulated?
No, I think it reduces the negativity already created.
How?
Because the negativity already created actually cause you to want to produce the same kind of effects again of killing, right? What so that meditation actually reduce the potentness of that imprints. Yeah.
Imprint of doing the same action again in the future, right?
Yeah, and also the fusion effect of lower reveals. Yeah.
So how does meditation and emptiness purify, let's say, the fruitional effect?
How does it? Okay.
How you purify, let's say, my karma or going to hell? Say,
if you do not have craving and grasping, there's no way that you can produce, or you have less of it, you don't produce that. The projecting karma doesn't come in fruition. You remember the 12 link of dependent arising?
No. How does it purify the negative karma that was accumulated prior to realizing emptiness?
That way, I don't know how to explain this.
I think that was the question.
When we do purification practices, we are, you know, sometimes you are, you know, I mean, a lot of times it says, you non-objectify the three circles. There's this statement, right? So I mean, there's this non-objectifying the three circles. Yeah. So what it means is, the agent, the one who creates the action, the negativity itself, and the third one, I think, perhaps maybe the result of the negativity, how these three do not exist inherently. So if we focus and reflect on how these three do not exist inherently, that is also very helpful. It's said, to reduce, to purify the negativities, yeah.
That is some tang kore ta na shin jaw ngo chi du ka la ya da da ngo che jaw da kang ngo e jaw ngo ba ra ni da kang ngo che kang du ngo e gi yu da de sum ga da ra shin ma du ba le da kho so me mi wa sa me ko ne da jaw la je tam na da jaw tu ji mu cha e nu ba da da ba cha e da kong do lo so ba ju mo tu e de de sum ko du ga no ba
what is also said in the teaching is that we should seal our dedication with the same thing, non-objectifying the three circles, which means we meditate on how the person who has accumulated the virtue, the merit, how the merit itself, and how the object or the goal to which the merit was dedicated to, how these three do not exist inherently here. So it's said in the teachings that if we seal our dedication with such a reflection, then that the merit is protected in such a way that it cannot even be destroyed by anger. So by sealing our dedication with such a reflection, it said that the merit accumulated becomes even more powerful. Yeah. So this is something we have to think about. How does sealing our dedication with meditation and emptiness on the three circles, how does it make the merit more powerful? And how does such a reflection, I mean, in terms of purifying our negativities,
How does it purify the negativities, basically?
Now, this is an extremely important point, but something which we need to think about all the time to find an understanding. It's important, but you have to work at it, you have to think about it. But yet, it's not so straightforward. Yeah. It's not easy. Okay, next is the dependence on recitation. Yeah. So here, the recitation of the 100 syllable mantra is discussed here in the text.
어떻게 단단히 딱 가르스나 딱 조조 가르스라다 갑디 딱 두지 삼발라 된체 러왔다 도지스면
So here, this basically the 100 syllable mantra is the 100 syllable mantra here in this is related to the practice, the meditation, and the recitation of practice of Vajrasattva. Yeah. Okay? And so, there's this practice of Vajrasattva, so you have to follow the practice as it is set forth in the teachings, and then do the practice with a strong regret for having accumulated non-virtue in the past. So such a practice is said to be powerful against for purifying the negativities. Yeah. So it is said that if you do the practice of the meditation and the recitation practice of Vajrasattva, and if you recite in that practice, if you recite the mantra, the 100 syllable mantra of Vajrasattva 121 times a day, it is said that the negativities will not increase. And if one does the meditation and the recitation practice of Vajrasattva as it is set forth in the text correctly, and if you do it and you recite the Vajrasattva, the 100 syllable mantra of Vajrasattva 100,000 times, it is said that all negativities can be wiped out. Yeah. When we think of the deity Vajrasattva, there is the interpretive Vajrasattva and the definitive Vajrasattva. Yeah. Okay. What is the definitive Vajrasattva? Or the Vajrasattva of definite meaning? As opposed to the Vajrasattva of the interpretable meaning. The Vajrasattva of the definite meaning is this. Yeah. If you look at the word Vajrasattva, it's made of two syllables, Vajra and Sattva. Yeah, Sattva. Vajra, if you take Vajra, of course, I'm explaining it from the perspective of the highest yoga tantra. If Vajra here means the object emptiness. Sattva refers to the wisdom of great bliss. So put together, it is what Vajrasattva here is this wisdom of great bliss, realizing emptiness. Yeah, okay. The wisdom of great bliss, realizing emptiness. So this is the Vajrasattva of the definite meaning. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, toxin. That you think to just samba said it in the shabaina.
So this is the definitive Vajrasattva. So of course, if we are able to generate this definitive Vajrasattva in our minds, of course, no need to say, all the negativities will be purified. Yeah. If one is come the day when the definitive Vajrasattva is generated in one's mind, all the past negativities will be purified, and one will not accumulate any negativities in the future.
Yeah.
So this definitive Vajrasattva, the wisdom, the non-dual. The wisdom of non-dual bliss and emptiness is the definitive Vajrasattva. This definitive Vajrasattva then manifests in the aspect of a deity, which we see. That is the interpretive Vajrasattva.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
아니지 이제 이제 되고에 나 독신이야 지금 봄 참때 겨울부터 이제 봄까지 되고에 로와 틴데시나 아니지 양고 되고 다야라 잡을지 모용해 어디네 사례 진짜
So with a strong regret for the non-virtual radio community in the past, if one does the meditation and the recitation practice of Vajrasattva, it is set forth in the teachings. And if we can recite it 21 times a day, and if we have time to do it in over in retreat, to do recite more, then of course it's going to be very helpful in purifying the negativities.
What nation? Anishi that Tirache, Anishi that Debatai, that Chiban Timurwa, and the December, Rangichi was a sweater, the Zipip Sanche, but the Ziminingala, Yikiabako, the Zipip Sanche, Anishi that Tiku Taikita, Yete, Mikwa Meti, Mikwa Pudi, Mikwas, that in the Damit Yungure, what nation to Danita, Ganga Chitumaya put it, Timanata, Debatai, Mikwa Chich. Ani thala ta deba thasong ta sambe ani jikta rang number thaba chasong sini ta pe yichi tembo kwaya jichimbo res wati sungi yore
So when we do the practice of Vajrasattva, we visualize the Vajrasattva above our head, above us, and then you know, then you visualize the 100 syllable mantra garland at the heart of Vajrasattva. And when you recite the mantra, you do the visualization of the flow of light and nectar into oneself, yeah, and purifying yourself of all the negativities. And in the teaching, the three forms of recitations are mentioned. Yeah. I don't know how you say them in English, but I guess, I mean, you know, the three usual visualizations are like purifying from below, purifying from above, and the third one is, what's the technical term? We say punge, you know, purifying like heat. But basically, anyway.
Instantly,
yeah, you know, huh? Basically, just everything is gone at the heart. You know that one, yeah, the third one, and we're purifying from below, purifying from above, and then the purifying like in instantaneous like purification.
Okay. Ninga Martin was a chunche, Langi Chu and Ma Shuche, that Langi Ganti Danta, Pokan and Ma Tendi, that Tanta Metesta Roa, then the Sumbeare. But to send Ted Mikwachini, Dictive Tai Mikwachere, and some of the Tangdan Chila, that was a Ma Tambu, Langi Lunasu, and that Luke in Nantan, the one I captured, that Dictive Tangeta, Dune, that Dirty Babu Pokan and Ma Tang, Mikwachere, that Metesta. That put the city to dine the Nagun Susan Ningala, Dicky from the Summer Tanche, Wokardu, that Ningala Poche, and that Samuel Chai, that Mumbala, that Loshupana Shire, that Yedrest in the Summer Time Sareta.
So, you know, we visualize Vajrasattva above you and the 100 syllable mantra at the heart, you know, and we recite the mantra, and we visualize light rays and nectar coming, you know, nectar into you. And then you know, this fills up your body and purges all the negativities from the lower orifices of your body. Yeah. So that's what we call the downward purification, right? Is that how they call it? I don't know. In fact, even that is not the actual translation. That's not the actual real correct translation. That's the meaning translation. I cannot remember the actual one. Yeah. But the meaning is that you purify... you purge all the negativities from the lower orifices, just purifying from below. Then purifying from above is like, you know, this light rays and nectars come from Vajrasattva, it fills your body, you know. And then the negativities leave your body through the upper orifices, yeah. And the third one is like, you know, you visualize all the negativities, you know, like gathered in the form of a mass of, like dark, you know, something very dark, you know, at your heart, you know, that's symbolizing all your negativities. Then light rays and nectars come, you know, and then instantly dispels, you know, those negativities. Yeah, it's just like, you know, you turn on the light, the darkness disappears. Yeah, so something like that.
Oh, today, chine, then thala da, thoda chine, mikwa da, sumga chitu na, yapure timena kang, kaya rumah sheche, da thoda in thala, ani tijela, da rangi, da tikba da, chazang thache, da, rawa da,
So you do the recitation of the Vajrasattva mantra with these visualizations that we are able to. But at the end, you know, then you said in the teachings that you need to have this very strong faith, belief that all minor UVDs, everything has been completely purified, you know. Especially they say you should enter into some, well, we say it's a meditative repose, but you know, to place your mind at least, you know, on the meaning of emptiness. You think about how your mind is primordially clear in the nature of a clear light, you know, how it's empty. Yeah. So you say that we should abide a little bit in that contemplation, yeah. And then have very strong belief that all your negativities have been purified. It is said that the stronger your belief, you know, then the more powerful is the purification effected here.
What in the Sungodo, Tesanta? What in the Sunday? That in the Sunday, that Tondai, that did not Sumana Shire, Tondai, Bumchi, Dena, Tako, Tondai, that Bumchi, Deshe, that Tondai, that in the Tonnet, the Bashaila, that.
So it is said that we should, if it's possible to do the retreat of Vajrasattva, you recite 100,000 times and of the 100-syllable mantra. And actually, it says, you know, you should recite until you see the signs of purification. Yeah, okay. And the signs of purification are listed in the text. Yeah.
What in there is that? What is that? That under your body, that chi, that di, I just simply remember it. Sungui hara. That so so, that di ba ta da ma da se di, nang da tiong guai. What is sungui hara? That what chi da la chia ba remember it.
The signs that are listed in the text, these are more external signs. Yeah, there are internal signs as well. The external signs are not as important. I mean, there are signs like, you know, if you dream that you are kind of like flying, you know, then you say that it is a sign of purification. Let's see if you are doing purification practice. But dreaming that you're flying doesn't mean necessarily that something good is happening. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that your negativities are being purified. Yeah. Right. So the more important thing is to look for the inner signs. You know. What are the inner signs? Through doing the practice of compassion, let's say through Vajrasattva, over time you see that your mind has become better. Mind become better, the afflictions become weaker, your faith in the Vajrasattva inseparable from the Guru becomes stronger, your faith in karma becomes stronger, and so forth. So these are some of the inner signs, and these are much more important than the outer ones.
Yeah. So chepa mewa res, tanda tso nangi tagda, kishin pa res, sungu yo re, o tinte gomba she che, ane chi tsam nyendu debe kabla, kang tup tup, o tinte yung tabla pekwa, kishin pa res.
So this is what is mentioned in the teachings. Yeah. The external signs are no guarantee, you know, that your negativities are purified. You know? So it doesn't mean that, let's say, if you are doing retreat, as you are doing retreat, you know, you experience some of these signs, you know, like flying in the sky, you know, unless you don't long piak, I guess. but it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, something good is happening. But nevertheless, it is a sign. I mean, it is a sign of something good happening, maybe, yeah. But the more important thing is the inner signs. Okay? So this is what they say in the text.
Oh, tuxin he tada tsam yendu debe kabla, o tinde he tada nang tada yung tabla, zongwa kishimu yibare, o tinde he yungu dumindu, so, tsam ki tada samatanshi, tinde machungwa yina, tsezum goba chimu matubares.
So the main sign to look for, when doing practice and when you retreat, is to the inner signs, and to see whether that is happening, you know, basically improvement of the mind and so forth. Yeah. And so that's the main thing that we should be working towards when doing practice, doing retreat.
Yeah. Chapa nye ne kusula sawa chapa hosta chiche ngaba ni sanje dan ti chodan chapa namba nazo chapa hosu chukwa ni sanje dan jasen namji chen toshin suma hosu ata chuk tindarisha.
Okay, the next is the dependence upon images. So this means to make images of the Buddha once you have acquired faith in him. And the next is dependence on worship. So this means to make a variety of offerings, varieties of offerings to images of the Buddha or to stupas. Yeah. Then dependence on names means to hear the recitation of and retain the names of Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas.
What the person talks about? I said, "Peter, don't die. You're doing that. Top, you're sincere. That, ane je, number sunjime top." Ani ni bo kundo chobe top stop ni cheche. Ta tonda ni top ni bo tigi ani si ngar kebe tigba di pongar chifiyores. Rwa.
So today we've covered the first two powers, the power of eradication and the power of applying remedies. And these two are work to purify the negativities accumulated in the past. So then there's the remaining two powers. Yeah. So we finish then. Once that is finished, we'll move on to the practices of a person of medium capacity. Yeah.